Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If the Democrats win, I will accept the result, but I'm not going to ignore fraud. I wrestled with what to do in that circumstance. The reason I wrestled with it is because I think there was significant voter fraud in 2020.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz is joining a cadre of Republicans hedging on whether they'll accept losing the next election. Cruz tells CNN it's a ridiculous question, but like others, he questions Biden's victory and reserves the right to challenge results he doesn't like. The Supreme Court is reinstating South Carolina's redrawn congressional map, saying it was driven by extreme partisanship, not race. The 6-3 opinion by Samuel Alito reverses the lower court finding that thousands of black voters were illegally moved to make the first congressional district safer for a white Republican candidate. Plaintiff Taiwan Scott told ABC last year that in his state, it's impossible to separate race from party.
It's taking our opportunity to elect a representative away from us. Someone who can speak up on behalf of the outstanding historical concerns that we're still faced with. And I think it's deliberate.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is slamming former President Donald Trump for saying President Joe Biden authorized his assassination during an FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Garland called that false and extremely dangerous for police. Former FBI agent Richard Frankel says deadly force is always authorized. And in cases like this, the person being investigated could just turn over the materials.
A search warrant many times is the last step. Affidavits have to be handed over at one point. They get to see the search warrant, and the defendant really knows that he is the target at this point.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bipartisan border security bill Thursday, with nearly every Republican filibustering a measure Trump opposed as a problem for his campaign. GOP Texas Congressman Keith Self says he's frustrated with his party for turning away border legislation tough enough to alienate progressives.
The problem is the Republicans, not the Democrats. We know how the Democrats are going to vote. It's too many of my Republican colleagues are unwilling to vote to secure the border.
Controversies lighting up Florida bridges. In the past, bands like the Sunshine Skyway and Ringling Causeway have been turned rainbow colors for LGBTQ pride or other hues for gun violence awareness or the African-American holiday Juneteenth. But Governor Ron DeSantis wants them lit red, white, and blue as part of what he's calling Florida Freedom Summer. President of the Sarasota branch of the Brady Gun Control Group, Carol Rossigno, says DeSantis is whitewashing diverse public opinion.
80% of American people believe there should be stronger gun laws. In the meantime, a lot of other organizations also have the bridge lit up for different days and events.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.